and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys about learning to love your body again. And so for many of you, this may be a little bit different, but I'm going to talk specifically about learning to love my body through all of my postpartum journeys. Now, I say this might be different for you because maybe you haven't had a kid yet, but maybe you've experienced some body changes, whether it's gaining weight, losing weight, a change in your body where you need to learn to appreciate it and love it again because you're stuck in this place of really self-hate or talking negatively to yourself and allowing the way that you look on the outside define how you feel and how you go about your day. And so I just want to share kind of my journey of having to learn to love my body over and over and over again. So it's not this one-time thing that, you know, I just did and now I'm good to go. It's something that I have to focus on often, and I've gone through ups and downs. And so I'm going to share a little bit about that today and in hopes that you will start to reframe your mind on your body and how you treat it and how you talk about your body and how you talk about yourself, because it has a huge effect on everything that we do. So, you know, going back to before I had kids, I placed a lot of significance on how I looked and how my body looked and what my body fat percentage was and how much I weighed and how many calories I was eating. And I had this obsession, and I've talked about this before in a previous podcast in season one, about how I truly placed all of my self-worth on how I looked. And there was a huge conflict finally. I was like, okay, I can no longer do this. I can no longer try to be something that I don't truly feel like I am and do all these drastic things to make my body look a certain way. And as it boils down to it, I was allowing media, social media, you know, growing up with the magazine covers and the diet culture and even hearing my mom say things, you know, about her weight. And I think I allowed that to get the best of me. Actually, I know I allowed that to get the best of me. And so many of us do, right? It's right in front of our faces. We praise the women that have these great bodies, and we praise the women that have muscle definition and had success on this great diet or workout program. And, you know, so therefore, if we're not in that box, we feel like our self-worth is lowered. So I lived in that whole cycle before I had kids. So, I mean, a little bit over 5 years ago, I was placing way too much significance on how my body looked. And then I got pregnant. And of course, the pregnancy was, you know, a beautiful journey for me, but I kind of had and let me just take a pause here. Before I got pregnant is really when my mind did start to shift about how I can't talk to myself this way. I can't place all my self-worth on how my body looks, and I don't need to try to be something that I'm pressured to be, aka what society thinks I should be as a trainer or as a woman. You know, I am going to try to take that negative influence, because that's what it is, it's negative. Try to take that influence and keep it away from me and really do what I want to do and look how I want to look. And so I started to make that shift before I got pregnant. And then I got pregnant with Cameron, our daughter. And so, of course, you go from being, you know, super fit and, you know, being able to do all these things in the gym to pregnancy and having to take a little bit of a slowdown and then postpartum. So postpartum was, you know, obviously this new journey for me where I, you know, have all this extra skin and this weight to lose. And to be fair, you know, I never really struggled losing my baby weight with Cameron or Maxwell, but obviously your body has gone through changes, right? And so you've got some extra skin, you know, you maybe had some stretch marks that you need to learn to love. There's a lot of different things that happen to your body. Your hips are wider, you know, your boobs get bigger and then they get smaller. So lots of changes. And I had to really try to love myself again. I had that kind of relapse of feeling insecure, feeling insignificant, not really appreciating my body the way that I should, especially like in the gym as a trainer, being able to do all these things and then being able to, you know, getting back in the gym and not being able to do them. It was definitely, you know, humbling. And again, like I had that moment in time where I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop placing my self-worth on how I look, and I need to start changing the language that I am speaking to myself. And so it started to become more about appreciating the things that I did have, right? Appreciating what my body could do. And so that was kind of the start of my journey of loving myself again. And then I got pregnant again. So Cameron was like 13 months when I got pregnant with Maxwell. So I remember I felt like my body was back to normal. I was feeling really confident in my skin, and I was, you know, looking and feeling somewhat like I, you know, wanted to. And then boom, I got pregnant again. And with this pregnancy, still really great, worked out, you know, loved and appreciated that bump and was truly grateful for the opportunity to carry a baby. And so I don't really ever have negative feelings during pregnancy because I do really love growing a baby and my body growing and seeing that. It's typically afterwards that gets me down. And so I remember with Maxwell, it was a little bit different of that postpartum journey because I had a C-section. So I had an emergency C-section with Maxwell. And obviously, I did not have a C-section with Cameron. So that was like that new piece of my postpartum journey that I wasn't prepared for, having this big scar, right, on my stomach. So that was tough because I can remember vividly, like, being like 6 months postpartum, maybe a little bit more than that, and my stomach had finally gone down, but of course not to like normal or anything. But I could remember like leaning over in front of a mirror and like skin hanging over my C-section scar. And I can just remember being like, oh, I look so disgusting. And I mean, I hate that I felt that way about myself, but it was true. And I'm just being honest. Like, I called it disgusting. I thought it was gross. I didn't love that about my body. And I was just like, is this ever going to go away? Is this always going to be here? And I can remember, like, and this might be too personal, but I remember almost on that same day, I think it was actually the same time I was in front of that mirror, like, Devin walked in the room and he's like, babe, you're looking so good. And I was like, ew, no, like, how can you say that? Like, look at this. And like, obviously I bent over, I showed him this extra skin that would hang over my C-section scar. And he was just like, that will go away. That will get better. But if not, like, that's what brought our son into the world. And obviously, like, he kind of checked me and kind of reframed in my mind to be like, okay, you're right. Like, you know, Max came into this world through C-section because it was an emergency situation. And so I need to learn to appreciate this scar for what it is. Again, start talking to myself differently. And so that's my biggest takeaway, is how you're talking to yourself. Instead of talking about the things that you don't like, talk about the things that you do love or what your body has done to give you that change, right? And so I gave me my son, gave me my children. And then let's fast forward to my third pregnancy. I'm still postpartum. I'm 8 months postpartum. And I will say this is the hardest postpartum journey for me, to like lose the baby weight and to like feel like my body's making changes. And then there's this new thing that's happened with baby number three, which is I have a lot of like loose skin around my belly button. So my body is stretched to the max three times over 4 years. And I definitely have like some loose skin below my belly button, and I don't love it. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't love it. And I also know that whatever I have right now, it's not permanent. I can still work on, you know, losing weight and getting stronger and tightening my skin. But at the end of the day, it's never going to go back to what it used to be. And I have to be okay with that, right? It's about self-acceptance. It's about saying like, yeah, my body looks different than it used to, but that doesn't make me any less of a person. It doesn't make you any less of a person to have, you know, scars or extra skin or stretch marks or whatever it is for you. It's a journey that you've been going on, and you have to appreciate the things, the ups, the downs. But again, like, stop conforming to what you think your body needs to look like based on what other women's bodies look like or what society is showing us and praising for us, you know? It's not a bad thing. Why should we expect our bodies to be the same after we've done such great things to it, right? Whether that's you've lost 100 pounds and, you know, you have extra skin, or maybe it's you've had a baby or you've had multiple babies and your body's not going to be the same. There's going to be things that are different about it. It doesn't make it bad. And so I just wanted to share with you guys that, listen, it happens to me too. As positive as I try to be and as self-loving I try to be, like, I still have those moments of time where I wish things looked different for me. And, you know, yeah, I can eat right and I can exercise, but at the end of the day, some things just aren't going to change. And I just have to learn to love my body again. We have to learn to love our body and appreciate our body for the things that it's done and is continuing to do for us, which is, you know, for me, it's allowing me to not carry my babies anymore, but I'm still nursing Max or Ryan. So I'm providing nutrition. I'm providing his food for the day. Like, that's an amazing thing. And so I'm probably going to see another change in my body once I stop doing that, whether that's, you know, my boobs will get smaller again and, you know, or I'll gain a little bit of weight or I'll lose a little bit of weight. Like, it's all this journey. And I'm just here today to say that, listen, it happens to all of us, but it's up to us how long we let that negative talk live in our head. And it's just about thinking about the things that you love about your body. What do you love about your body? Find them, talk about it, say it to yourself in the mirror. And when you find yourself, you know, getting those negative voices like me, or, you know, thinking and dwelling on the extra skin or the scar or this or that or that, you've got to stop that pattern. You've got to stop and you've got to be like, okay, but what did I gain? What did I gain here? And how can I be thankful? How can I appreciate that? It takes repetition. Like I said, I overall feel really good about my self-love and like how I view my body, but I still have those moments in time. But I know with these tools that I can continue to shift my mindset and shift the language that I speak. So I hope that helped you guys put a little bit of encouragement into you that, hey, this feeling happens to the best of us, but we can control that narrative in our head. And so you have that power, okay? Stop comparing yourself. Stop following somebody if it's making you feel bad about yourself, because maybe they're on a same journey or a similar journey than you and you're not where they are, okay? You need to stop following that stuff. Allow those influences into your life to make you feel better, not worse about yourself. And forget about what the media says. Forget about all these old narratives that we need to tell ourselves about how we should look, and start to create that for yourself. And, you know, listen, when I look good, I feel good too, right? There is that correlation. And so I'm not saying to not care, but also to enjoy the process and enjoy the journey. So thank you guys for listening. I hope that you can look in the mirror today and find at least 5 things that you appreciate about yourself, about your body, and about the journey that you are on. And if you can't, reach out to me and I'll help you find that. So thank you guys for listening. Have a good day. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.